You're listening to Ask Wynn, the podcast. Folks from all walks of life talk about their daily hustle and bustle, living and celebrating life, sharing tips on becoming champions, especially for those who are muscling mental and physical disabilities. Ask Wynn, the podcast, with your host, author, and cerebral palsy advocate, Wynn Charles. Ask Wynn, the podcast, starts right now.
Welcome to Ask Wynn, everyone. This afternoon, I have Mark with me. Take it away and explain more about what he does, including his podcast network.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And I truly appreciate it. Hi, everyone. My name is Mark Kumar, and I'm a lifestyle entrepreneur. And I recently became a podcaster because I felt like that was a great channel to get in touch with other people and get my name out there and help other people get my name out there. So just to take you back a little, getting in the industry, the podcasting industry, I wanted to have some things that I want. So I went to different companies that would offer one podcast for X amount of dollars, but they will limit you the number of bandwidth or downloads you're going to have. Another company will have that, but they have the other limitations that you do. So I thought if there was a platform out there that everyone can use on it, that will give them everything unlimited, which would mean you can have unlimited shows. You can have unlimited bandwidth, which means if you start your podcast, let's just say in the beginning, you got like 1,000 downloads or 1,000 listeners. And then later on, 2-3 months from later, podcast becomes really popular, then you would not have to pay extra money to these other companies who would be like, hey, you have to pay us like $100+, which I felt like that is not the right thing to do. So what I did was I went on a podcast platform, which is a simple podcast cloud. It is super easy. And it is a lot more user-friendly than any other competitor out there and very powerful in the sense that when you go in there, you create your own podcast or let's just say you create an account. And also we are very competitive in terms of pricing with other people. But all the benefits that I'm going to tell you right after this one, this is that where you open one account, you don't have to open a multiple account to have different podcast shows. So for example, the fitness industry, you can open a podcast for the fitness industry. And then later on, you got your interest in affiliate marketing. Within the same account, you can open up a show for affiliate marketing. And later on, you can open another one for dancing if you like, or whatever the case might be. So you have the option to open up multiple different shows, and you can have shows, you can have multiple different podcasts with no storage limits, which means that we are not going to limit you only 1 hour of episode or 1 hour or 1 to 3 hours of length duration per month. You can have 4 hours worth of show one, or you can have 5 hours worth of show. It doesn't really matter. So you can upload as many episodes as you like per month. So basically, let me break that down for you, meaning that if you want to create one single show for every single day for the whole month, you do have to do that with our platform. And this is something that I felt other people who get known about this, they're going to be super excited about it, because like myself, just thinking to see, and I've literally fell in love with it. I think it's the greatest and fastest way to create a content and also get your message out there. So if you are really for switching your podcast company.
Okay, now I'm going to play devil's advocate, because I, and people know this, I host with Libsyn, Libsyn, which is now Monk's competition. What, and I know that Libsyn just got IAB compliant, and which is video standards. So what are you doing more to keep up with, because you're a small fish in a big pond. So what are you doing to keep up with your big competitors like Podbean and Libsyn and everyone else? Because all these podcast networks are coming out of the woodwork now because people are wanting to start podcasts. There's even a free one called Anchor that lets you start a podcast free. But what are you doing, Mark, that makes you stand out from your competition?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm so glad you asked that. The reason why we are different is on competition. For example, let's just start with the free platform, with the Anchor being one of them, which is like most people know about it. Once they start to get to know about Anchor, which means you go to them, you open up a podcast account and you store all your podcasts and everything else. One of the biggest thing that most people don't know about is whatever you upload to, they have the right of your content. If they want to turn around, sell it to somebody else, they do have that. They also have it as a part of the agreement, which some people don't know about. Once soon as they find that out, they're like, holy crap, it's my content. I worked hard to create that content, but you should be making profit off from that. That's number one. Number two, per account, you can only have one. Which means, like, for example, like I said, if you're in the fitness industry, you open an account, you could only have fitness industry episodes. You cannot have multiple different shows with one account. As far as Libsyn, a great company, and I was looking at them, and the only simple reason why I feel like we are better is because as you grow with them, pay extra money every single time. So let's say if you want to do 5 episodes per month, you have to pay a little more as compared to if you do 2 episodes per month. So if your passion for podcasts increases because you love it so much, then you will keep on paying every single month more and more and more and more, to the point where I know some of the people who are paying $200 per month just, and they have, I think, 5 or I want to say 10 episodes per month that they can have. And they're like, I want to do more, but they don't want to pay the money anymore. With us, we are very competitive, and then we have pretty much everything unlimited, anything you can ask for. And then also we are very 100% compliance with any of the RSS or Apple and the Google Podcast, Spotify. You just take our RSS feed and it will work 100%, which is
so,
given by now.
Like Libsyn, people can put it under their Apple Podcast Connect account and you guys will work with Apple Podcast.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question one more time? I didn't hear it.
Like Libsyn, people can put your RSS feeds under their Apple Podcast Connect accounts and you will work with Apple Podcast.
Absolutely. It is that simple.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. So why are you the unknown little secret nowadays? Because after you come on my show, you will get a couple phone calls based off what I tell you guys. Because even though I love Libsyn and I'm not switching podcast hosts, been there, done that a million times over, but if I was starting a new podcast from scratch, I would consider Mark's company. So why do you think that you are such the unknown gem and people don't know about you?
Well, because just like anything else, like when you first started, like for example, when first Amazon started or even no one knew about it, right? Until other people start to get to know them. And like, for example, when I was talking to Jim, we just had one meeting, like, our friend Jim, we just had one meeting and I sure did. I didn't try to convince him, try to sell him anything. Like, this is what we have. Just check it out. And he checked that out. And then he was like, this is a lot better. Now he's our customer. So it's literally step. Check us out. And then you are going to love us because our team actually worked very hard to make things very simple for you and also very powerful behind scenes. your podcast is, obviously will work with all the different directories out there. So hopefully that answers your question. Where we are just start last September, I just started working with the company, but we are in the process of growing as we go, obviously, because my podcast as well is that I have time invested in it and everything else. So if anything happens to my podcast, you could rest assured I'll be the first one to get on it, like fix it. So far everything has been running smoothly. Hopefully that does answer your question, because that I feel like we are have this really great thing, and then just within time it's going to get even better.
Begin better. So yeah. Do you feel like you're going to be, where do you feel like you're going to stand once you do get bigger and better? Are you going to stand in you are in the company of Lipson now, and you are in the company of Blueberry, but for those old podcast and like myself, and I am only 5 years old at AskWin, and I am for the artwork of CP only a baby podcaster, and I am for my new show about YouTube that hasn't even launched yet, I am a baby podcaster. But where do you stand when it comes to Apple Podcasts? Are you Apple Podcasts? You're going to be working with them, but are you going to be working with Google Podcasts? Because I know that Google Podcasts is on the Android side, and that's lovely, but on Google Podcasts hasn't necessarily updated. I know this from my friends in the podcasting industry. So are you going to keep compliance with them, and are you going to make special partnerships with different podcast directories?
What right now we are our main focus on, obviously, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, those are the three ones that we are top focusing on right now. And with our RSS feed, you just plug it in there and it works 100%. And all the podcasts that you upload to our platform, 100% compliance with all three of those platforms, and it will get updated instantaneously. See, what I have found during our testing phase, where Spotify picks up your podcast within a half hour from our system. So you upload it in our system, let's say 11 o'clock, but 11:30 is on Spotify for other people to hear your podcast. So they are the fastest one that I have known. And then that takes about 24 hours for them to refresh the feed. That's just the downside on their, because they have so much user base, whatever. I guess it takes that long period of time to do it. Google Podcasts, it takes, but to answer your question in terms of compliance wise, we are working on it, and we will continue to work on these big three platforms, as well as other directories that are using it for listening to their podcasts. So we are continuing to go on growing on the directories that are, as they become available, we'll add them to our platform where it becomes a seamless process.
Well, most directories pull from the Apple Podcast feed anyway. So if you, just to let you guys know, you think this is a mysterious mysterious podcasting, no, it's not. As long as you're in Apple Podcast, you are pretty much good as gold, but Stitcher may have some little quirks that they want to work with you guys. But it's interesting to see you guys come out of the woodwork, because as I said, I had no idea that UMOC existed until Jim told me. I said, who are you? I literally asked him because I was curious. I said, who are you planning to host your podcast with, The Truth of Entrepreneurship? And he goes, well, my friend Mark. And I'm like, your friend Mark? Who's a your friend Mark? And I need to know more about this podcasting network because I'm on one of the big ones, one of natural ones. But I find it interesting that you looked at all these national podcasters and you thought, well, I'm going to do something better. Now, in grand scheme of things, was this something that you wanted to do, or was this something because you had a podcast you wanted to do?
Well, the thing of it is, like, because I come from this web development company, I mean, the background where I was like, hey, I want to write a blog. And then what I wanted to do is I want to connect with my audience a lot throughout after writing a blog. Because if you, anybody who has written a blog, you know, it takes forever to write. Like one of the blog posts that I wrote took me literally 8 hours to write, which is insane. And that was 800 words. So I went on to the next platform, which is a YouTube video, which is a lot faster. But in terms of editing wise, that also takes a long time. And then I was like, what is the thing that will take a less time and I can communicate with my audience? And it would not be communicate with my audience. And also it would be very fast for me to create content, period. And then that's interesting came that I, when I researched it, and I was like, oh my God, this is so easy because if I really want to create a podcast, all I have to do is I don't need a really any fancy equipment. My cell phone, hit the record button, there goes my file, and I can upload it, and off you go. Literally 5-10 minutes, and I'm done if I wanted that creative a short of a podcast. So the reason why I want the fastest and the easiest way to create content, number one. Number two, also fastest way to help other people solve their problem, and the people who are listen to your podcast, not just while they are on the walk. They could just put on the headphones. They could listen to you while they're walking. They could listen to you while they're working out. They could listen while they're cleaning their house, while they are doing reading book or whatever. It's like the fastest way to consume information. So that's why I feel like the podcast is going to be the next best thing after YouTube.
After YouTube. Yes. After YouTube. YouTube will always be the king of castle, and that's what I'm discovering as I integrate podcasting into the YouTube land here, because I have my own YouTube channel. I do upload on it, and that's why I started another podcast all about YouTube and all about content creation, because these YouTubers don't know about podcast. They don't know about how simple it is to consume a podcast. They just think every single thing is about YouTube. And I started my it wasn't really a podcast. It was supposed to be a YouTube-esque show on YouTube at the time, and I literally had a fan tell me I produced the first episode, and I literally had a fan tell me, and this was way back when I was first getting into this industry, and I literally had a fan tell me that I can't watch your YouTube show, even though I really want to support you, but I can't because I can't have my laptop open in the background. And so then, long story short, then I gave that up, and now I'm starting it up again many, many years later. And I still think that podcasting will always be my baby, because that's the quickest way to consume content.
Absolutely. And also it makes a lot easier for a podcaster and the person who they're interviewing, because you can become internationally overnight if you want. Could be sitting in like some of the podcasts that I have recorded. I was sitting in New York. That's where I'm based out of. I had people coming from England, Japan, China, and India, like all over. It's amazing. Like, wow. And also in terms of internet bandwidth, it doesn't take that much of a power as well, because some of these other countries, they don't have a greatest bandwidth. So they're like,
I was just about to say that. I have family in Bahamas, and they have trouble dealing with the internet down there. And I were talking about it's a long country and island nation, but they somehow have trouble. So what we take for granted in the U.S., these international companies don't have the bandwidth we do.
Yep. Exactly. We take that for granted. And then like when I was visiting like other countries, I'm like, it would take me 2 minutes to just listen to something that's at 1 minute. Like, this is insane. And people are like, what do you mean? That's accepted. I'm like, okay. This is insane. So like in terms of like speed and bandwidth goes, it was a lot faster than video. And then also you can listen to audio while your screen on your cell phone is off, unlike your video, it has to be on. And also, it's going to drain your battery a lot faster. The more likelihood of you consuming content from your video will be a lot lower as compared to, you know, if your screen is off and off you go.
Yeah, the screen is off and off you go. But at the same time, these YouTube stars, and I hate to bash my YouTube just because I am the one I'm just trying to make you guys step out of your comfort zone a little bit. But at the same time, a lot of these YouTube stars want to be on the YouTube, and I respect that. But I'm like, you guys, I love you. I love you dearly. I love the platform dearly, but at the same time, they gotta learn, these guys have got to learn about different mediums, and we don't, Monk, you and I don't have time to open up a YouTube channel and sit there and watch it. I had Jim's YouTube channel on in the background as I was doing stuff. But that's the way I had it today. And so basically, you've got to understand how these platforms work, and the podcasting medium has come, and I think it's here to stay.
I absolutely 100% agree. There's time, because like somebody who is into, let's just say, if you are the person who's listening to one of your shows, right? And they're like, I love your show. I'm going to listen to it. And then whatever provide them and they find value to it, they're going to be hooked to your show. Whether they're in their car, like I say, whether they're going for a run, gym, whatever the case might be. So, you know, podcast is, and that's why another, can pop back that by, because when, like 2 years ago, when Spotify was like getting payments and all, they did not have podcasts under them. Now they have podcasts and it's growing steadily, like very rapidly, more importantly that. And also Pandora has podcasts, iHeartRadio has, all these other platforms. That's because the value and how powerful it's becoming every single day. So people are like, wow. So like now everybody has Spotify on in their car, like the new cars, whatever they have, just push a button, they're more go to their podcast if they want to learn something. You know, like the Tim Ferriss show or your show or my show, whatever the case might be.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is that podcasting mobile and YouTube is not.
Correct.
I'm sorry, but YouTube will never be mobile. YouTube will never be mobile. So as we wrap this interview up, Mark, do you have any questions for me?
No, actually, I just want to thank Keith for being on your show. I truly appreciate it. And hopefully in the future, we can work on something together. That's all. How about you?
Oh, yes. Now that you've come out of the woodwork, and people actually know about you and know about what you're doing, you are going to get bigger. You may not get as big as Big Boys yet, but patience is a virtue, and patience comes. And then, Mark, where can people find you?
They can find me, just Google my name, or they can go to markkumar.com, which is markkumar.com, or you could just go to our podcasting platform, which is simplepodcastcloud.com. You could just type in this word, simple podcast cloud.
Simplepodcastcloud.com, you guys. And for those of you that want to start a podcast, you're more than welcome to it. And Mark, I appreciate you coming on and explaining what your network does, and I wish you all the best. Thanks.
Awesome. Mark. Thank you so much.
You just listened to Ask Gwen, the podcast. To become a guest in the show, visit our website at askgwen.weebly.com or call 816-591-3399. Just look for Danielle. Connect with Gwen on Twitter at Gwen Kelly Charles and like our Facebook page at Butterflies of Wisdom. You can also purchase Gwen's book through Amazon.com or get a copy of the audiobook through Audible. Ask Gwen, the podcast. We'll be right back.